doesn't real estate investment leave you with very little liquidity because you are tying up your money in a way that you cannot reach it easily, as you can in the stock market, because you can sell your stocks in moments?
That's what all the stocks and bonds people say. Hey, you can't get out of your real estate in a hurry. You can't get your money when you really need it. Well, our theme is building wealth. And what do you do when you build wealth? You lock your piggy bank up. You don't have it sitting there in a big pile of cash so every time you look at a piece of candy or a new SUV or a new jet ski or a new boat or a vacation into Acapulco that you can reach into your money pile that you're accumulating for long-term wealth. So in that sense, the fact that you can't wake up this morning and decide you need the money to buy a new car, so you're just going to pull it right out of your property, is a good thing, not a bad thing. In fact, I believe that as we have moved into our home equity society, where every day it seems like I pick up a piece of trash advertising from my mailbox of some lender trying to get me to take out another loan against my property, is just terrible. Because in fact, if you do want liquidity with your property, you can arrange an equity line of credit. So in one sense, I think the so-called illiquidity of property is a very good thing. But if you are of that type person, who does not want to build wealth, and you want to spend your wealth on SUVs and jet skis, you can consistently tap the equity in your properties through equity lines of credit, which I certainly do not advocate, unless you're pulling that money out to buy more property or more productive assets.